WOKC News.
Wildfire season getting dangerous. With WOKC News, I'm Charles Murphy. With the vast majority of the state of Florida in drought, Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson says the wildfire season has turned dangerous. His forestry director, Rick Dolan, says this is the driest winter he has seen in Florida.
And so what does that mean for us here in Florida? That means we're going to have wildfires. We had a 40-acre wildfire in North Polk County yesterday.
Simpson says the state budget includes better equipment for the Florida Forest Service to battle wildfires. The peak of the season doesn't begin until April to June. Okeechobee had several brush fires in the past week. One burned over 260 acres, and over 310 acres in the county burned in brush fires last week alone. We are continuing to be in a burn ban. Glades County Commissioners approving an RV park and coffee farm in Lakeport comprehensive plan. Many neighbors were opposed. They're worried about traffic and possible migrant labor camps. Matt Davis is trying to develop the coffee farm, which would be the first in the state of Florida. Neighbor Helen Platt says she's gotten used to having peace and quiet in that rural community.
I have no issue with anybody moving to this county. But don't try to make this county a big metropolis city. Down where we live is a dirty, dead-end road that goes into Likes Brothers land.
County Commissioner Hattie Taylor says the county won't allow anything that the neighbors don't want.
This is not allowing someone to come in and put in undesirable businesses like a dump or even a migrant camp.
In the courts, a rape charge and other felony charges were dropped against Cecil Van Diver of Okeechobee. He was charged last October 25th with burglary, with an assault, and false imprisonment. A 47-year-old woman had claimed she was forced into sexual activity during that incident on October 22nd. She claimed the man held her down and covered her mouth as she tried to scream. Deputies say she did have bruises to her neck and jawline. Arrest affidavits said the suspect made several statements during a recorded jail call about the incident. Her landlord called her a liar, and she did not believe what she was reporting. Village of Indiantown recommending the annexation of 5,722 acres for Florida Power and Light along Canner Highway is currently in agriculture use. Planning Board member Scott Watson wholeheartedly supported the application.
If it wasn't for FPL, Indiantown never would have become incorporated. FPL is the largest taxpayer in Indiantown, and probably Martin County for that fact. I'm overjoyed that the FPL has decided to annex this property into the Village of Indiantown because it will immediately increase our tax base, immediately make more things viable for the Village of Indiantown.
The plan is for light industrial uses and power generation. I'm Charles Murphy, WOKC News.